This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill, Answers to Listeners' Questions. Well, old dog listeners, how are you doing today? I hope everything is well, and I'm so very encouraged just talking to some of you, those that have written and kind of updated me on what's going on in your lives and in your real estate investing adventures. We are introducing a new segment here for our Fun Fact Fridays, and hopefully we'll do this at least once a month. I get a lot of great questions from listeners out there, whether via email, phone, or for in-person meetings. And I thought it'd make some great content here is just to be able to share those questions with you guys and some of my answers. We're going to introduce it today. It's the first day that we're going to have this Ask Bill segment here. And hopefully you'll get some good information here. Also, I would encourage you to write questions to me. You can make contact with us at our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. There's different ways that you can present your questions, and I'll be happy to answer them on the Ask Bill segment here. So let's go ahead and get started. And oh, another thing I might add here too is because we don't have a lot of time on our Fun Fact Fridays, I will reference maybe podcast episodes that may give you additional information that'll be helpful to you regarding whatever topic that question might address. So our show notes located at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog will have those links in there to those other episodes, although I will mention it, of course, in this section here. So let's go ahead and get started. My first letter actually isn't a question, but it is a few words of encouragement. A young couple living here in Southern California that I actually hope to meet in person soon, hopefully next week, they wrote me this little note. So let's start off with this. This is from Brian. It says, Bill, hey there, it's Brian. Thank you for your podcast. They mean a great deal to reinforce we are on the right road. My wife and I got a big laugh out of the prostitutes episode. Okay, those of you that haven't heard that one, I described it in there. I'll keep going here. On our front, I'm thrilled to report that literally today we signed docs on our first rental as a married couple. Isn't that great news? A single family in Indiana, in Indy. And tomorrow the property should record, which is on August 1st. They wrote this on the 31st of July. My wife's birthday, or his wife. Okay, I'm just reading it. Okay. Our getting her a house for her birthday makes me feel like I'm a real high roller indeed. Most celebrities stop at jewelry. Laugh out loud. Anyway, that is so exciting, Brian, and we are just thrilled for you. So, Brian, best luck ahead here as you move forward with the first of your rental properties, which hopefully will be many more. Out-of-state investing is definitely a challenge. I deal with that all the time, but Brian, congratulations to you, and God bless you guys. So anyway, let's go on to our first question here, okay? This one comes from Stephanie. She says, may I ask, is it reasonable to assume that an old dog can get into the real estate business a few years prior to retirement, or is that too scary? I would really appreciate your opinion. While I have been somewhat on the outskirts of investing, I'm interested in jumping in head first. Please tell me if it's reasonable. Thank you in advance, Old Dog S. Well, Stephanie, thanks for writing. Yes, you can get started before you retire. In fact, there are some real advantages of starting your real estate investing activities before you retire. Here are just a few of the things that you can have a benefit. You can get lines of credit and mortgage loans much easier while you are still employed in a W-2 job. It really does make a difference to lenders if you do have that job. So if you want to get, let's say you want to open up a line of credit or a HELOC on your home, you should do that before you retire. You know, get that line of credit set up. Maybe you can write checks on your equity and so forth in your property. So I strongly recommend that. You can also start generating the rental income before you retire. That way you can get a jump start so that you have the cash flow already coming in before you retire. So that's an advantage too. So you're ramping up. We had a show recently with Mackel or Mac, who is an employee of Microsoft, and he's building up his rental income while he's working full-time still at Microsoft. And so he's going to step out into retirement with this, you know, great income. Plus, I'm sure he has for 20 years at Microsoft, is going to have plenty of funds there too. Finally, I'd say you can get through most of the learning curve before you retire so that you can concentrate more on growing your rental property portfolio when you are retired. So start your education now. If you are working still and you're moving closer to retirement, you know, start the education process now. Really get well-oriented. Do some test underwritings of various properties. Start looking out there, even making some broker contacts so that when you do retire, you'll already be on the way. A couple of, you know, encouraging things hopefully there. I hope I answered that question well for you, Stephanie. And if you have any further questions, of course, you know, feel free to write. And another question, this is from Steve. What's the biggest mistake people make when investing in real estate, in parentheses, rental property? My answer is not buying more real estate. You know, I interview a lot of folks on this show, and I do notice that one of the common things that people say is that I didn't buy enough, or I didn't hold on to it long enough. The one that sticks in my mind is a Samuel Freshman. He was in an episode called Real Estate Syndication for Dummies. This guy has been investing in real estate for 60 plus years. And I remember the one thing he said to me is, I wish I would have started earlier. You know, gosh, you know, he's like in his 80s now. But that is a real key thing is, you know, don't drag your feet. Don't waste your time. Jump in and buy, just like I shared with you before with Brian and his wife. Okay, here's another question. This one's from Omar. Omar asks, where do people invest profit from their sold real estate property to save themselves from huge taxes? Well, the best place real estate investors put their profits is usually in a 1031 exchange. You could also, if you have a self-directed IRA, your profits will go back into your IRA. And of course, you don't have to pay taxes on those until you start drawing out of it. It could be a self-directed IRA or 401k, Roth IRA, that type of thing. But 1031 exchange is what is most common, where people they have a certain time frame that they can take those profits and the money they have from that property and put it into another property, okay, of like kind. So we have a episode on that. It's about 1031 exchanges. It's episode 082. Okay, another question. This one's from Barbara. How do real estate investors make enough money to quit their day jobs? Well, on this one, I have my own personal opinion. You may not agree with it, but I think it's how you invest. I think that economy of scale is one of the best ways that you can invest. For example, if you purchase 20 houses, it is much more involved and complicated than buying a 20-unit apartment. With 20 houses, you have 20 insurance policies, 20 property tax payments, and 20 roofs to worry about. With a 20-unit apartment, you have one insurance policy, one property tax payment, and one roof. A lot less complicated. Plus, with multifamily investing, you can control the value of the property. With a house, you can't necessarily do that. You're subject to area comps, and you don't have as much control on the value of that property. So if you are buying a 20-unit apartment, the property I have in Indianapolis averages about $200 a door after taxes, after expenses. So that one property nets around $4,000 per month. And actually, I'm doing things right now to even increase that even further. And the question is, can you live on that? How about 50 units or 100 units? Do the math. I mean, here's a podcast, 001. Joe Farrellis talked about how he got involved. He got started out and, he accumulated $28 million in real estate in only 3 years just by buying multifamily. So that's a great episode. And again, there'll be a link to that episode as well as the other ones I've referenced here in our show notes section, which is at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, as I mentioned here, everything presented will be outlined in our links. All these questions will be listed with the answers, as well as the link to the episodes that are being referenced. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.